Hello, and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cape School. I'm Paul, your Game Master. With me, we have Natalie, who plays Mirage, a.k.a. Athena Richards.
Hello.
Rob, who plays Codex, a.k.a. Travis Lang.
Howdy.
And last but not least, Art, who plays Chimera, a.k.a. Chris Hollerin.
There you go.
Yeah, all right, righty. This time.
Question of the day comes from Natalie.
So, we met Michael Aiden yesterday, so I thought it'd be fun to ask if you had to be trapped in a time era, what era would you pick?
Well, I'm kind of already trapped in a different time era, if that counts.
That was the answer that I was fucking afraid of.
It is considered the future for me because the level of technology difference. This is what he's looking for.
Pick a different one.
A future technology. Future based on technology is what my answer is. Boring. Not necessarily this. He loves technology.
I get you. It's something farther forward.
Yeah.
Like when Michael Aiden's there.
Yeah.
Like 1,000 years ahead, just to see what's there.
Yeah. Specifically a time era where technology rules.
But like, time and era are synonyms in this case.
Yeah.
So time era, redundant.
But you get what I mean.
I do.
Art? I'm going to say I'm going to go back in the past.
How far back? Assuming you're trapped there for at least, let's say you're going to trap there a minimum of a year. Maximum 10 years.
Because I was thinking about going back by the time of the dinosaurs.
Mesozoic era? Yeah. Why did I know that was where you're going?
Well, with all the big trees, the big plants and...
The megafauna?
Uh-huh.
No, megaflora.
Flora, yeah.
Yeah, be afraid of the megafauna, though.
Megafauna be big scary.
Yeah.
Hey, mooses are the same.
So are a lot of the crocodilian.
Close. Yeah. They're a little smaller, but not by a lot. Not by a lot at all. Mm-hmm. Like, less than 5% shifts in, like, the last 100 million years? Like, some shit like that. Oh, and the fact that things are shifting into crabs? Cancerification, I think it's called.
Yeah.
It'd be very lonely there. You'd be all alone.
He has other plants to talk to.
You can talk to plants. Never mind.
Megaflora. Duh.
Yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
Hey, yo, what's up, man? What are you?
You want to know something hilarious? You know what I thought of when I thought of megaflora? I thought of Alolan Exeggutor. Big ass fucking palm tree on top of us with faces.
The dopiest looking Pokemon.
Yeah. When I thought megaflora, that's what came to mind. I shit you not. After the giant flower. Like, mega big, like, 50 foot across pink flower. And then I thought of Alolan Exeggutor. Because that's where my brain's at. Okay. Natalie, what is Athena's answer to your own question?
I really had to think about it.
It was your question. I figured you had a leg up.
Oh, I know. Because I think of what my answer would be. And I'm just like, nope.
I figured it might be the Jurassic with him. So you get all the big friends now.
Well, I was thinking like post-Ice Age area. Because I feel like that was when a lot of aminals were there. Because would I be able to talk to dinosaurs? Because I guess they're animals.
They're animals. They just want to eat you on the regular.
No, I'm tiny. They're going to go after big boys.
You're snack sized.
No, but I can talk to them.
So can other dinosaurs.
No.
You are snack sized.
Well, then.
But if you keep me alive, I can generate snack sizes for you. Wait, what? And convince other snack sizes to come to you. Then you become friend.
I think it'd be fun for like a Jurassic period or like post, Ice Age, where, like, animals are starting to change to be, like, our animals.
Interesting. Like, the end of the megafauna.
Yeah. Like, I can meet a mammoth and watch a mammoth turn into an elephant.
That is not a... That's a very gradual process.
A mammoth turn into an elephant.
That's happened over the course of tens of thousands of years.
A mammoth to elephant.
I hear your words. Okay. And bonus answer, because I have thought about this. I would love to see how it was I'd have to go to the future just to know what's coming, because I'm that guy. Like, I want like a, I want like 50 years from now, just like that far, because I'm a capitalist bastard who would take advantage of that information so hard.
Just buy a sports almanac and go into the past.
Not that overt. And also, that would, even if they had that, that would have done so little damage to the timeline at all. Because all it would take is like, hey, you're not allowed to bet anymore, dude. You're so, you have some kind of inside information. They ban him.
Yeah, that's why you spread it out.
It doesn't matter. It, shit like that comes around. But anyway, it would never.
Also, have been, Back to the Future reference.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. They've proven like it would not at all be that bad. Yeah, someone would be rich, but not like filthy rich, because it would change the timeline. Mm-hmm. But no, I go and I make enough money that I never have to work again. You know, or anyone I know. But anyway, all right, guys. Who? Quick recap. I will spare everyone. They got the safe open, and inside were some things, including a data chip, which was from Michael Aiden, and he said, "Hey, I'm trapped in the future. Can you please tell my parents so they can come get? They can call me back." And after that, they opened up a bush and went down into another trial. Did I cut anything major out?
Titan Core.
There were other things in there, but that was
Azuka know.
Yeah.
And my character knows that Azuka is actually his second cousin.
Yeah. No, was it on dad's side or mom's side? Aiden. Your mom and Azuka are cousins?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So they are currently standing in a 200-foot diameter circle room with a 20-foot diameter pool in the center. They are positioned at the compass points in circles of light. And as the world flashed white, we ended the last episode. But we're going to roll right into it. Can I get initiatives from everybody?
I rolled a 5. Plus 2. Or 7. I probably go last.
Thank you for commentating your initiative roll.
Mm-hmm. Well, Natalie, you rolling a 2, you'll still go ahead of me.
I rolled a 9. That would be 16.
All right, Art, I got 3 initiatives for you.
Okay.
1 is a 10.
Okay.
2 is a 20. 3 is a 12.
10, 20, and 12. Okay.
I rolled a 7 total.
I rolled a 16 total.
All right. So, who's top of the order?
I am, with a 22.
Solid.
Rolled an 18, so.
Nice.
So,
let me describe what's in the room now.
Yes.
So, using the same... So, you guys were correct. And that there is going to be enemies coming from the north. And roll me a perception check, and I'll tell you how much you see. On your just him.
I'm oblivious. I rolled a 2.
So you have no fucking clue. Okay. What's your plus? Like 3?
Something like that.
Perception.
Persuasion.
Perception.
Perception. 2. Yeah, so I've got a 4 total.
Yeah, you have no fucking idea. There are two creatures at the north center, north control point. North side, like where you guys are, but north.
Okay.
And there are two creatures. And they look like metallic porcupines. But they're bigger, like the size of, I don't want to say like Triceratops, but they would be considered like a large creature.
Okay. I'm going to try to pull a sibling.
Roll them bones. Is that one you wanted?
I don't know. Let me find my list.
I was going to say you have a list.
I have a list.
You should check it twice.
I think I know who it is, but...
Is it the smart one?
No.
I think it's Andrew's strength.
I think it's Andrew.
Which would be perfect for protecting you.
Yes.
Also, I think an Ares has a sweet ranged attack, too.
Yep, Andrew.
All right. Do you have his sheet pulled up?
I have
the sibling sheets.
Yes.
That I provided for you, which I'm still proud as shit of, by the way. Did you update? You just update the template with his level. Should be in the top center.
Yep. Not yet, but.
But it's easy to do because it's a template with macros, not macros, formulas.
Yeah, to make him level 34.
That will make him very strong and many HPs. No, seriously, he'd have like over 2,000 HP.
All right.
He has a lot of hit points then.
Over 1,000. No, it's over 1,000, not 2,000. It's like 9, it's like 11 oh, God, per level, yeah. 12 per level, plus a bonus.
Yep, I believe I am all set now.
All right, he goes right after you do.
Okay.
Also, you have a bonus action. If you want to use it. And by, from you, they are 160 feet away, so.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything that I'm going
to. But if you want to move closer, you could.
So they're 160?
Yeah, the ones you can see, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm going to stick where I'm at.
I have not hidden that there are more creatures here, to be clear. You know that they are here.
Yeah.
Can I borrow that eraser, Natalie? I'm going to make a bigger circle for myself so I can track where you fuckers are.
Andrew will move forward a little bit and take a ranged attack.
Cool. And what form does his ranged attack take?
He's going to be throwing something.
Boomerang hammer.
Well, I was thinking some sort of, like, just pick up a rock or something like that.
So no hammering?
No, he's not going to be a big hammer.
Not even little hammers?
Well, he uses hammers, but yes. So, all right. Yeah, that's an awfully long way to throw a hammer.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's I don't know. That's a good question.
You can go with the old classic just ball bearings.
Yeah, probably.
Like a big-ass ball bearing? Mm-hmm. What size is it? Like a baseball or golf ball?
Golf ball.
Makes sense.
Well, that's a natural 20.
Shit, okay.
I think you hit.
Yeah, you hit max damage. And then you roll again. Roll the damage. Max plus roll. And this is on left or right. It doesn't matter. It's the same.
Yeah. 16.
Shit, okay.
Minimum damage for a
crit.
Because I rolled a 1 on the...
I'm going to put that on number 1.
Okay.
Okay.
That is going to be your second group.
Thank you. I'm just drawing this for myself because math. Because I did this to myself. All right. Because it goes 20 foot to the circle where you guys stood, 70 foot to the pool, 20 foot across the pool, 70 foot to the period, then 20. But now that I have it out, I can see it. And how far forward did he run?
About 20 feet.
20?
Okay. I think he can go up to 30.
I could go up to 30, but he only went 20 because that's all he needed to do.
And that's 4 6. Okay. Got it. Alrighty. So that this is for my second group. So that would be Spiky Boy number 2. He's going to amble toward. And whether we're, who's on right, who's on left?
I'm on left.
Okay, just conveniently for me. Thank you. Codex, and Mirage, Chimera. Fuck you guys for having the same first initials.
Or you can go with Travis, Chris, and.
I did C O and C H. It works. Okay, so 2 is going to amble 20 feet closer to Mirage. Actually, yeah, 20 feet closer.
And there are 2 beasts.
Yeah. And then it is going to shoot a volley of spines at you. I'm going to roll a d6 and add a number. Fuck me. 3.
Mm-hmm.
Shooting at Mirage. Actually, yeah, these are at... you've got 2 pets, right?
Yes.
One on each of you, because it knows how to soften things up. That's at you. That is a 27.
I think that misses.
Hitting you?
Yeah.
My ass. 19 on Murphy and 22 on your Beast of Land. 30, 40, actually, did you summon a Beast of Land?
15 for the bear.
I hit that.
16 for Murphy.
I hit all of you. Got it.
God, you stupid math man.
So here's the hit on you. Take 12.
Hold it. Hold it. You said 12.
This is the hit on Murphy. He's going to take 7.
Hold on. Five times three. So 5 plus 3, 6, 8? He only has 8?
It's a times.
15?
But I said to shoot you as a full ranger for it, so 20.
20 minus what?
Murphy took a 7.
Okay.
And then your Drake.
Okay, and then that another 20.
Drake is Murphy.
I'm sorry. Yes, sorry.
And then bear.
And the bear takes 10.
10. Okay.
Okay. Porcupines be dangerous, yo.
They be stabbing.
All right. That was my 2.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Mirage.
Mirage.
Okay. Can I jump?
Sure.
To them?
Not nearly close enough.
Damn it.
You are approximately. Shoot him with your bow.
All right, I'll shoot him with my bow. Natural 20.
Okay. This is on 2. Which is this on?
The one that shot you or the one that Art shot?
The one that Art shot.
Roll damage. And it's too far for a hunter's mark, so that wouldn't matter.
Well, 5, 6, 7.
Plus 10? You crit.
Yeah.
So 17?
No, well, plus 15, right? Because plus 5. A D10 plus 5.
So, what did you roll on the dice?
I rolled a 2 plus 5 for 7.
Plus 10 is 17.
But where are you getting the 10
because
from?
You get maximize another die.
So you get your maximum die, mm-hmm. then you roll a die plus your plus 5.
We're not adding that damage for the plus 5.
No. You only plus 5 is only added once.
Okay, got it.
So 17, so that is... It is not dead.
Well, then a bear who has a farther jumping distance than me... Jumps to the porcupine.
What's the movement speed in the bear? Oh.
It's on the card. Trust me. A bear... It's not going to say it because it's thinking I'm making a cat.
They're the same.
40 feet?
Yeah, that's good.
A bear will jump to that and go slashy slash.
It will not make it with 40 feet.
Even if a double moves?
Double move would get it, yeah.
You can place it on top of it, and the next turn it can attack.
Okay, it double moves, but it lands on a porcupine.
Did you really want it to land on a porcupine?
I think it's just gonna hurt the bear doing that.
No.
All right. What would you like Murphy to do?
He can only do the same thing. That's unless fine. He has like a tail thing.
He doesn't.
Does he have a spit thing?
Not yet.
Does he have vicious mockery?
No.
Then we move on. He also double moves.
Got it. All right. That works for me. Good talk,
third
people.
Third group.
Popping out of the water.
Which water?
The one in the center.
The pool in the center.
Okay.
Are a pair of... They look like mermaids? Kind of? But...
Not right.
No, they look like... maybe mermaid's the wrong term. They look like narwhals. They have a horn, and they do look organic. And crystallizing on their horn are spikes of ice, and they're going to shoots at them at you. They're going to attack twice each, and they do both go on that same initiative.
Who are they targeting?
They're going to attack the closest target.
Natalie and I have not moved. Andrew moved 20 feet closer.
No, those are the intelligent ones. So they're going to shoot at Andrew. Maybe not all of them, but at least 2. Number 3 is going to attack Andrew twice. 18 and 11.
18 is just what he needed.
Sounds freaking good. That's the wrong dice. Don't betray me again, dice. Take 12. You saw there were other trackers out in case you needed another one, right? Got it.
Ahead of you.
What else is new? All right, and then the other two are going to go at... the person hasn't been attacked yet. To figure out what you have going on. Do you have any effects I need to worry about? Do you have any effects on you right now I need to worry about?
I got temporary hit points.
Okay, that's all. I meant only, are you blurred or anything like that?
Nope.
Okay. Dice are your friends today. 2 and a 4 on the dice. I don't have enough pluses to make that work. That was it for them.
I think it's you again.
Yeah.
One. This one's going to do the same thing the other one did. It's move 10 foot, move 20 foot closer. And it's going to spine volley you. I'm going to roll a d6. I'm going to make 8 attacks.
8 attacks?
It's a d6 plus 2. It doesn't recharge this. It's a one time. But probably not all at you because it can't. So it's going to shoot one each at her bear, at her creatures. And then probably one each at her, at the two summons. And one at him and then 5 at you. Yeah. So here's the 2 at the summons. I hit both.
Bye, guys.
And they hit for 7 on the first one.
So
Check whichever one.
Murphy takes 7.
Murphy takes 7. The other one takes 8.
That poor freaking bear, man.
He's soaking hits like a bear.
I would like him to hit something first.
Actually, I'm going to put 2 into Andrew.
Okay.
Fucking missed both. And here's the 4 into Codex. 25?
Shield.
25 stop?
No, 25 would be my AC with it, so no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 18?
No.
You miss?
That's a miss. I'm 20.
20?
Shield.
25.
So I get hit twice.
Hit twice, yes.
Twice instead of 3 times.
Take 14. That's 2 instances of 7 if it matters. And let me roll a d4. See how many spines I regenerate? I can't do the big volley. I have to regenerate my spines. So like I only shot 3 at her. So there's a chance I could do that again next turn. I launched 8 at you. I only have 8 spines. So I get back 4 per turn. Or d4. 4 and 2. Okay.
Right.
I should write that down. Because I got 4 back on yours. And then 2 back on hers. Okay. Alrighty. Who's next?
Me. Is there any of them within 30 feet of me?
No.
Not even the center guys?
They are 70 feet from you.
And no actually, enemies
like 75.
No enemies within 60 feet of me.
No, but you could move.
Well, that's my 2 different movements with still attacking.
You don't have a ranged attack?
I have cantrips I can go to.
Okay. But this, to be clear, this was meant to be a difficult fight. Like the last one you kind of steamrolled. I may have turned it a little too high, but we'll figure it out. Also, you haven't hit anything else, so maybe they're glass cannons.
Yep. If I'm enlarged, do I have more movement speed? Probably not.
No. I think you get plus 10-foot movement speed.
Put me on top of them, but I wouldn't be able to attack because I used my action to enlarge. What's the damage type on the attacks?
So far, piercing.
Okay.
I'm sorry. The two the center ones are cold.
Okay.
Oh shit! If they shot you, you would have taken bonus damage. I didn't know that. I forgot.
Yeah, but they didn't target.
Great.
Her. Correct. But no. 8 minus 5, 8 minus 3 is 5 plus 2 is 7. Okay. Spines left the number 2.
Is there any point that there's more than 2 of them in a 30-foot radius?
Yeah, the 2 in the center.
If I can tag more than 2.
No. Not possible. 30-foot radius, you said?
30-foot radius.
No.
I'm looking at my taunt. But that's gotcha. A bonus action.
You can taunt both of them to stop them from shooting your partner, you know, who is weak to their weapon.
Yep. I will...
Wait, I've already been hit by them.
Oh, I'll no. double move up to them.
Yet. Not them. In the middle? Then you took double.
I'll double move to them so they're within 30 feet of my bonus action.
Okay.
Because there's...
And then you use your taunt?
I have a 30-foot move, so I have to double move to get into range.
Double taunt? Move, taunt?
Yep. So they make charisma.
What's the save? All right. Oh, wow. 23?
Really?
14.
One succeed.
Okay. I rolled a die. I had four. It wasn't like it was insane numbers. Yep.
My DC's 15, so.
Yeah. All right, that's it. Crazy. Anything else?
I double moved and bonus
action. You're tapped out. Next, Art.
Yes, I am going to go ahead and...
Oh, and the ones in the center do go underneath the water, so they're not visible from outside. Hey, you gotta get close. There's no angle. Which you did. So you can see them just fine. They're about 10 foot down.
I'm gonna go ahead and do the vine bolt.
Okay.
Actually, no, because I...
Thorn bolt, you mean?
Yeah.
Or are you going vine bolt instead?
The vine bolt, the reef skin flame bolt.
I thought it was thorn because it was like making ladders and shit. I get what you're saying. Okay, cool. Either way.
But they... Do they move forward?
Yes, they move forward.
Okay. So yeah, I will shoot the one that...
Yeah, they're effectively...
That's been crit twice
20 now. Foot closer. If you move 20 foot, you could shoot it.
Yeah, I'll move up.
Cool. So you're next to your brother then.
Yeah. 13 is probably not going to hit it.
Total?
Yes.
No, that does not hit.
Okay.
Would you like the sorcery point to make it hit? You get the spell of redirection. Isn't that a free one? That's a new sorcerer thing from Tasha's. I actually
don't have sorcery points other than the ones that I got from the... Because you don't get those till level 5.
You get them at third level.
Yeah, you have sorcery points.
But it's when you get the extra ability. I think those are at 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm double checking right now.
I'm almost sure it's in Tasha's. Which I think is on the shelf over there.
Sorcerer guidance, 5th level.
Yep. It's the extra. It's like the redirection.
You roll the d20.
No, it's the redirection meta magic. I think it's... Oh, no, yep. You have to pick it. Never mind.
Seeking. Yeah.
Seeking, that's what I'm thinking of. You miss.
I missed.
Would you like to... Do you have a quicken or no? And is it worth it?
I don't think it's worth it yet. I am going to go ahead and... Yeah, I'm going to just go ahead and I'm going to... Not do a bonus action.
All right, then you are finito.
And then, Andrew will. 18.
Absolutely, which hits anything on the board. Well, he can only see two things. So.
Yeah.
I assume he's hitting the same one?
Yeah.
Your dice are not... That's the same D10 you rolled another one with.
Yes.
What the fuck are you doing? You have more dice.
I know. I'm getting...
Punish it.
Hand me the dunce chair.
That
it actually fits perfectly on the little cap end. It's kind of cute. I have a little dice dunce. He faces it away from us.
Fuck that it into the corner away from
it's
us.
It's in a naughty chair with a fucking dunce cap on. It's adorable.
So it's Lynx. Still 6 points.
Yeah. It's like stutter stepping. If you had rolled a 2, you would have killed it.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. But it is... who's next? Is he going to move 2. As well?
Yeah, he'll move up 10 feet.
Just 10? Because he can't see the things in the water yet.
Oh, then how far does he have to move up?
He would have to get within 10 foot of the water to see it.
And how far away are we?
He is currently 50 feet away. So he'd need to move his full move to get to be able to see it.
No, he'll move up 20 feet.
Which is 20, which means he is now 30 feet away.
Yep.
Okay. Alrighty. Does he have a bonus action when he does? I don't think he does.
No.
He hasn't been hit, really, so no second wind needed.
Nope.
Okay, that's it for him then, right?
Yep.
Next.
Your 2.
Is my 2? It's the 2 in the middle, right? Or no, my number 2.
Your number 2.
Alright, that is the one that is engaged with the Murphy and the other.
Well, bye guys. Is that the end of your turn?
I haven't attacked yet.
They're gone.
Well, it's going to spray.
They still have to hit.
It's going
to
spray spines at them.
They're gone.
I roll a d6. It is a maximum of 7. It gets 4. 2 and 2. The red ones are on Murphy. Holy shit. I have a 14. This is on the bear. 14. I missed the bear. 10 on the bear. I fucking missed the bear twice. Holy shit. And I roll in front of the table. They can all see, and I'm fudging this shit. I fucking missed. I got an 11 on Murphy, and then a 20 on Murphy.
Bye, Murphy.
How many hit points do you have left?
I use my reaction to use silvery barbs. Just 60. To save Murphy.
I mean, he might.
How much HP does he have left?
He is at 6.
I need to roll a 1.
Roll a 1.
Would you like the silvery barbs? Barbs?
That's what I said.
What's the range? I think it's 60 feet.
You're right.
You're good, actually. Because of how far up you moved, you're good.
And range 60 feet.
All right, I'll reroll that. It's worse. 19 plus 8 is 27.
I still have... I choose myself for advantage.
Got it.
But my reaction is burnt.
Murphy pops back to cat form and poofs on your shoulder.
But the bear is alive.
The bear is alive.
The bear is alive. And you know I tried to save Murphy. And... 2. So
they've soaked like 50 HP. Like they've done their jobs.
No, they didn't. They soaked like 20
each.
They get progressively better.
I know, but it really doesn't feel like it right now.
Welcome to low level summons. They are there as they are hit bag points. That they are body blockers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was that. As I Wifflemeistered that. I also spent 4 of my 7 spikes, and I get a d4 back.
And it is now Mirage.
It's now my turn. Okay. I shoot.
Do you shoot the one that's barely walking?
Correct. What is it? 8 plus 9?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you do at least 1 hit point?
Let's see. I've been rolling really bad, Paul.
Do you do at least 1?
Your bonus is what, plus 5?
5.
Yeah. So you you need to do 1 mm-hmm. point to it.
It does. Not
roll a 1.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. 1 is dead.
Yay. Bear frickin' mauls. That is an action. Mauls the other one.
Roll the hit.
So it is... Your spell attack modifier to hit. I don't want that.
So that is wisdom plus 2. So 5.
Okay. It's 19 plus that.
Yeah, you also bypassed the fact that when you hit it, it was going to do damage because you got to hit it, beat it, say, by 5 to avoid that.
Oh, stop it.
That was something.
Oh, that's for melee attacks only.
Correct. It's spiky.
I figured as much, which is why I went to the mermaid 7, things.
Marvels. 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 damage.
Really? Shit.
Yes. 11 damage. He mauls you.
He fucking mauled me. Okay. Alrighty. That was good.
Good job, bear. He was like, you're welcome, boss.
What's the bear's name? Or do you not name him? Because I just keep changing.
I don't know, man.
Do you summon the same one every... Is it the same spirit or is it different on each time? Yes,
it's the same tired spirit.
So what's his name? If you have the same fucking spirit, what's his name?
Ted.
Write it down.
Fucking Ted.
I'm not shitting you. Write it down. His name is Ted. Ted's like, I fucking did it. I fucking did it, guys. You guys can't hear it. He's just roaring. But
so Beast of Land.
Is he okay? Is
Ted.
Oh, so each different beast type is different?
Yes.
Or is it?
Yes. He is the Beast of Land.
That's hilarious.
When I get the next one, it's going to be a different name.
Okay.
Burf.
I love it. Alrighty. Who's next?
You're group 3.
Got it. Which is the narwhals. Yep. Narwhals which pop up.
About 15 feet.
Yeah, one's taunted to shoot you, so it will oblige.
It doesn't have to.
It will oblige.
It doesn't have to.
I repeat, it's going to oblige you. You ask for it, and he said, sure, boss. Got it. 24 and...
I already spent my reaction.
Oh, 24 and 18.
24 hits.
I figured as much. All right. This is cold damage, if it's relevant.
It might be.
10 damage.
I'm just double checking my resistances. Lightning and necrotic.
10 damage. I hit one, miss one, and then the other one's going to shoot 2 blasts over at the brother. Aaron?
Andrew.
Yeah, fucking damn it. Andrew. The dice love Andrew. Just shut up. I don't want to talk about it. 15 is my high. The dice love Andrew. What the fuck? The better brother? Apparently. Yeah, that was my narwhals.
All right. Then it's your group one.
Dead.
He did.
Codex.
I'm over here.
Yeah.
Did you look at Natalie and say Codex?
Codex.
Not me. Sorry. It's fine.
Like I said before,
I close the remaining 15 feet and target the one that is still taunted.
Sounds good.
Use Booming Blade in the water.
It is 10 foot down.
I am swimming.
Okay.
All right, then.
No. That's totally okay. It's just I did not anticipate that answer.
Well.
He's like, I'm reconsidering my decisions. Hold on.
Well, I decide whether or not to just teleport down there and swing.
That's fine.
But
gives you resistance all damage until your next turn.
Mm-hmm. But except for I'm 10 feet underwater now.
Glub glub, motherfucker.
And I don't know if swinging a hammer will be as effective underwater.
It has a secondary form, right?
The secondary form improves cantrips.
Gotcha.
Or I could just go to Tech Punch. Still same effect, though. You know what? Yeah, I'm just gonna... How do I... Will Firebolt go through water?
Yeah.
And still do full damage?
No, they have resistance to it underwater. That's actually just a thing. A creature underwater has resistance to fire.
Oh, this is not what I... All right, then, just make a save.
Me?
Yeah.
Which one?
The one three or four. I have taunted.
Okay, that's three.
Hang on while I pull up the save.
Types. I rolled a four. I don't care what your save is. Oh. I don't have a plus, and I don't have anything plus.
You're taking force damage.
That's not fun. What the fuck's a force damage save?
Mm-hmm. Magitek.
The fuck, man? What fuck ability is this? I don't remember. I made the fucking power set.
Yep. And it's a D12 plus...
Oh, is it Toll of the Dead but Force?
No, it's my level rank 1 where I get the D12 cantrip melee or the... I can choose to do a ranged save cantrip of Fire Dex, Cold Con...
Got it.
Psych Int, and Force Strength.
So it's a strength save.
Yep.
So I got a 6. They're very good at strength, he said with it while shaking his head.
So roll a 1.
Plus
your 5. End. So 6 points of force damage.
It takes a 6. It doesn't like that.
Actually, I rolled the wrong dice. When I'm in hammer mode, it's a d10.
It's okay. You rolled a 1. I'll keep it. He's like, shit.
I will use my bonus action to just give me more temporary hit points.
Okay. Did you switch over? Are you going to change
mode? I did not change
one. So you did not change it to the other mode? Okay.
Alrighty. That's why I called out I used the wrong die.
Gotcha. Okay. Next.
All right. I'm going
to... By the way, how beat up are you guys looking? I'm just curious.
I look like about a 25 out of 45.
Andrew's taking a little bit. Haven't been done
I yet. Know. You built a shield in front of you, and he's pretty fucking good at it.
Uh-huh.
The bear is hurt very badly.
There's fucked the hell
the
up, bear, so he is.
The girl is 40, is 36 out of 40.
You took the double damage from that cold, or no?
No, I wasn't hit by cold. Remember?
Hit by a spike, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right,
question. So, if I'm enlarged, does it double my cantrips?
No.
No.
Oh, shit.
It doubles my melee.
Correct.
Okay.
No, it increases your melee by a d4.
Special rule.
I do better in large because large creatures doing a d4 is stupid.
Fair enough.
And that's why I wanted to clarify.
Who's next?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do the Vine Bolt at the...
So we're officially going with Vine Bolt, not Thorn Bolt.
Well, I hit... Oh. Thornbolt, yes.
Thornbolt,
yes.
Because it makes the piles of thorns that make it harder to move.
Correct.
And also you can build a ladder, which I thought was really fucking cool. Because you see that in the games and stuff, like...
That'll work.
What'd you do?
I rolled an 18.
That's going to do it, yeah. Which one are you shooting at? The one you can see?
The one I can see.
Got it. D12?
Yep.
13?
Yeah.
I remember your bonus even. You don't? Okay, next. Oh, do you have a bonus action? You hit it like that. Well, no. A little bit harder, it would next. This would die.
No, I'm actually.
Are you going to move up with him or no?
How far am I away from?
Approximately
15 feet from the center.
15, you're like 50 feet away.
Okay. Roughly.
But you're almost exactly 60 feet from the bear, by the way. Just FYI. In case you're thinking of this, well, I think you are.
Save the healing word for when I go down.
Okay. Then I have no other actions.
All right. Next.
Did I read your mind?
Yeah. Andrew is going to go ahead and move up to the water.
Yep.
And then they're 10 feet down.
But his secondary form on his weapon is a big-ass spear.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's a hammer and a spear.
Okay.
With reach. I mean, it's a 10-foot long spear.
Okay.
I tell him which one I already hit.
Well, whichever one's closest to him is the one he's going to end up hitting.
Yeah.
Yeah, 5 plus 7 is not going to do anything.
Does not, no.
All right.
He overextends a bit. He's like, shit, almost fell in the water. Okay. I meant to do that.
Next time, wait till they pop up and then stab them.
He got a ready to attack. It wouldn't have been any better, but
yeah.
Next.
Your group two.
The thing.
That's Pinecone.
All right, we're gonna roll for spikes.
Bye, the bear.
Oh god, it gets 6 spikes. So, and if they, however, they are as a volley, so I don't get a choice. I have to decide where they're going first. I'm gonna put 2 into the bear, the rest into the girl. Put the 2
fucking
into
fucking hit me, I'm bitch.
Gonna, watch me. Here are the 2 into the bear. I fucking missed the bear.
Fuck yes.
No, I think I hit the bear the second time. No. 16?
No.
16
yes.
Hit the bear? Yes. 16 hits the bear.
Bye, bear.
7 points.
God damn it. He disappears.
That's fucking right, he does. All right.
He's like, you're welcome, I helped.
He fucking did. All those hits he soaked could have gone to you guys. All right, these are the 4. These are the 4 attacks on.
No, you said 3.
No,
it is 4. The shit.
There's the 4 attacks on Mirage. Well, there's good news and bad news.
How many crits?
1 crit, 1. But the 1 doesn't do anything special. So
I feel like it cancels each other out. Damn
they
it!
Do not, actually.
Damn it!
So 11 misses you as well.
Yes.
20 total.
For damage?
20 total to hit.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, so I hit you twice. 1 crit.
No, wait, no.
You have a 20 AC.
No, it's 21.
You have a 20 AC.
Oh.
Unless you have shield.
I remember because I fucking did the math on her twice, and she's like, yeah. I have an extra AC. No, you don't.
Oh, we all have a 20 AC right now.
Correct. All right, here are my 3d8s. Well, this is the crit. Take 9.
Hey, Natalie, we're getting 9. 9's joining us.
You wish.
God.
I thought we talked about trying to avoid references to the last campaign as much as we can.
I know. But I got inspiration.
Anti-inspiration.
I have no inspiration.
Yeah, it just means the next thing you get when you don't. I'm not doing that. And then the non-crit, also 9. Because I rolled dog shit on the crit. Because I don't get to maximize the dice or I'd kill you. That's a house rule, obviously.
I am at 18.
All right. That was my shot. And then it moves 20 foot closer to you.
Okay. It's coming around the water.
Well,
yeah.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but it's my turn.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. It is 40 feet away from you. What feat did you take? Oh, you haven't hit a feat yet.
Please tell me. Please.
Actually, oh, stop.
Please tell me that 13 hits.
Did everyone took their feat at first level, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you?
13 hit no. You.
Do you have lucky or not?
I fucking wish I did.
I don't know if we ever picked your feet at first level.
I would love one.
Can I see your character sheet real quick?
Can it be lucky?
I legitimately don't think we ever picked her feet.
Yes, no, we didn't.
Yes, I can be lucky. And she fucking rolls the dice.
20
hits.
I believe I took elven accuracy for my
first. I know you did.
7 plus 5.
12 hits. 12 damage. 12 damage?
Yeah. 12 hits. You just said that 13 misses a while ago.
AC is 15. Spoilers.
How does he feel?
He's fucked up. If he gets another turn, he's going to be real mad at you. Also, I got a D4 of spikes back. 2.
That's good news.
But the recharging spikes like that, this has been a very fun fight for me. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm like, how many do I get? Shit.
Could I go invisible?
If you had an action.
I don't.
Correct.
And you make a power check as a bonus action?
No. Not at this level. Next time she gets a power set up, maybe.
It's okay. I rolled a 4 anyway.
2. Oh, four power check.
Power check.
You try it. Like, your left foot is invisible.
Perfect.
Just the left foot.
Oh, no. You've been defeated.
No.
No, defooted.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one.
One's missing.
All right.
That's it. That's my turn because you Mr. destroyed Art, my boys.
Group 3?
Yeah, they're alive. They have targets next. They have 2 targets next to them. Are either of you in the water? No.
I'm 15 feet away.
Okay. So, and.
I ended up not moving.
And Andrew is directly next to the water.
He's up next to the water.
So he's getting 4 shots.
One of them's at disadvantage.
Then it will shoot at you instead, because it's not stupid. They're not. They're very intelligent. This is the 2 at Codex. 21.
Shield. Use an actual spell slot instead of
miss. The 2 on Andrew. Let's see if the dice still love Andrew. Let's check. Ready? Nope. The dice said fuck you. 23. 23 twice.
Yeah, he gets it.
Let's use these blue dice. So that's what I rolled to hit. All right, so stack. 11 and 12.
So 23.
Correct. All cold damage. That's it.
Okay.
Oh, and then they sink 10 foot underwater. Looks like the water isn't much deeper than that. That's about as far as they can go. Maybe like the very center is like 15.
But, okay.
That's it. Good job, Dice. You fucking showed up.
All right. And then group 1?
Is dead.
Codex?
Is mostly dead.
I'm at 25 with 4 temps.
Okay.
I'm tempted to do something stupid, though.
I'm interested.
I'm tempted to teleport down there and use Sword Burst.
That's bad damage.
D4 radiant, or force, or D6 force damage.
I know.
But I'm also then resistant.
That's totally cool if you want to do that. Or you could swing hammer and just...
Yeah, but I'm underwater. I'm assuming hammer doesn't swing as well underwater.
You get disadvantage. That's it.
So I'd be swinging at regular.
Why would you be advantage?
Silvery barb.
Yeah, you'd be regular for that round.
And especially since it's a surprise.
Yeah, it's fine.
How long can I hold my breath? I have a 20 count.
Your number of minutes equal to your con score?
5 or 20.
Yeah. No. You could your con bonus. I'm sorry.
Still
minimum 1. Now in combat, it is reduced by every time you attack. Every time you there's a certain number. I think it's reduced by like a minute per time you attack, but per time you like take the attack action or cast a spell. But even still, you've still got minutes. All
right. Yeah. I am going to do my blessing of the Raven Queen teleport down there. And take an attack. I'm casting Booming Blade.
Spicy. Okay.
It's a neutral.
Is that a 1?
That is a fucking 1.
Oh my gosh.
There's no inspiration at the table either. They're all spent. Roll to see how bad it is. As you're underwater with your hammer.
14.
You're fine.
Move action?
You have a move action?
I'm tempted to try to swim, just jump my way back up to the surface. Push off the bottom.
You can try.
I'm probably going to get attacks of opportunity.
Correct. Two of them.
I'm going to stay right there.
Okay. All right, next. Any else?
I only have a move action left, so.
Okay. Next, Mr. Art.
Oh,
We're relying on you to know who's next.
Yes, that would be me. Sorry. All right,
so. We need those beanbags, Natalie. Or things like them.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and.
Initiative beanbags, yeah.
Shoot the one that's coming around at me.
There's no. Oh, what do you mean? Oh, the spiky boy?
Spiky boy.
Who's living on a prayer right now? That is cocked all day.
17?
Hits. Your bonus kills it.
Good thing. I rolled a 1.
you gonna swap mode, or is that one still more egregious?
Well, that's a D12 now.
I know, but are you swapping them out for the dentist chair, has it been punished long enough?
Okay. Welcome back to the table. Do better.
He won't. I put him on a 10. Teach. This is where you're supposed to be. All right. Yeah, both of my spiky boys are dead. The big sad has happened. We bow our heads as we.
And they see Andrew turn.
Yes. Andrew is. Well, since you went into the water, Andrew will join you down there. And
he has a spear. He's totally fine putting it underwater. Actually, I want it to be a trident because it's cooler than a spear. Same reach thing, just it's cooler. It's officially a trident now.
Now that he's in the water, he's the one.
Good catch.
9 plus 7. 16.
Hits. Is he hitting the one that's already damaged?
Yes.
A little bit of bluish. You think it's blood in the water? D12, I think.
D12 and D6.
Yeah, he's a war boy.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. This is. Because it's not the hammer, it's the alternate.
Damn, Jackie.
I didn't think the alternate's got alternate weapons because his alternate is his buddy's.
No, it's an Ares, so it has a separate weapon.
Okay.
Because that's all they do is hit things. It's also got a fucking grenade.
22.
What? Okay, it is...
D12 plus 7 plus 6.
Yeah.
Plus a D6.
Yeah, it's Brutality Unchained. It's 22, so it is almost dead. It is absolutely borked. It's bleeding. It's bleeding out blue stuff profusely. Who's next?
I think the gnat.
Yeah.
No.
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 God. Who's dead?
Damn it.
Who's dead?
Oh. It is the gnat.
Oh, thank God. What else? I've been so focused on these fucking spiny boys. What else do I see?
All you see is
wait, him. Can I do perception and yeah. Look around the room?
Of course.
Does that, do I miss out on a no, hitty no, hit? No, no,
no. You can do a quick
freebie. You can get a freebie. I'll give you a freebie. Technically, it would be an action, but that's kind of a dick move, and I'm not doing that.
That would have been cool if it landed there.
Yeah.
9 plus 7 for 16.
What you do see is you see a reflection in the water. You think if you used your jump ability mm-hmm. from being a bunny, you could get a shot off in the air on one of the guys in the water.
Oh, I'll do that.
So jump 10 foot closer and then move close. And then you can, Fun. You can run and then jump and then shoot.
I do that.
Okay. So 30, that's 40 foot closer.
It's not a natural 20. But I am Googling because it's a pretty high number.
Did you say Hunter's Mark?
Oh, Hunter's Mark.
And it takes a bonus action to do the jump.
God damn it.
He could use favorite foe, though. Favorite foe,
yeah. 15 plus 9.
Hits. Boom. Add a D6. Add a D4 in there as well.
D4. Oops. Meant to be. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14 damage.
Is it the hurt one or the not hurt one? Actually, I'm going to say you could only see the hurt one.
I was going to say, or whichever, roll a die. No,
the hurt one is probably closer to her because
it's a little bit more obvious.
The hurt one was on the left because that was closer, and it also at the angle, that's the only one she could see. And also, I happened to murdered it just now.
Yay.
I have one left. This is the non-taunted one, by the way.
Correct.
Okay.
But there is no extra save on your taunt. It's just the one.
Okay, when we talked about it, it was
Oh, is it every round? Okay. Then I just never took advantage of it. Either way, it
was whatever way you want to run it.
No, I like that it gets it. It's another save.
So it's up.
Cool. It's going to be much faster underwater, and it's going to attack 4 times with its stabby horn.
Who's he stabbing?
22. Share the wealth. These are the codex. 20 and 27.
I'm resistant, at least.
I'll do the damage first. It stabs better than it shoots ice. That's 15 and 16.
So 15 is reduced 7 and 8.
7 and 8. So 15 total. Here's the 2 attacks on Andrew. Let's see if it does better on him.
Nope.
That's 27 to hit.
Yeah.
And a 19 to hit.
That'll both hit.
What was the higher number?
27.
I'm going to Silvery Barbs it.
Might have just saved his ass. 2. Can't go grab different dice for that now. I'll roll these again. I'll roll these boys. I repeat, the dice love Andrew. 7. Well, 1 and a fucking 2. What is this? I rolled in box 7 and 7.
Well, it's meant to be.
Meant to be some bullshit. Okay. That was its turn.
Codex.
Done. I'm switching dice again because dice hate me right now.
They love Andrew so much.
I'm going to do another booming blade. There we go. That's
you're a 19 to hit.
I gave myself advantage.
You saw your barbs yourself. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that. I get it now. Okay.
That's why I use it right before my action. I need to find D8s.
2 of them, right?
Yep.
This thing's untouched, by the way. Hmm? It's untouched.
I know. Take 12.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Bonus action. I'm going to use my other taunt.
Auto save. I don't succeed.
Was it a 4?
I rolled another 4. That's the second 4 on that specific save today. It is taunted by you.
All right.
Next.
That was my last taunt for the day. Long rest trip. Long.
So Andrew is right next to him, right?
Yep. You gonna drop a grenade?
No. I'm going to go ahead and...
I was thinking Andrew drop a grenade, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't need a taunt. I actually hit him with a hammer. Hammer has a based-in taunt.
Oh, okay.
So I still have my taunt up on my bonus action.
I'm gonna put a cloud of daggers around it.
Okay.
So when it moves...
Oh, so the way that works is it fills its square.
Yeah.
It automatically does the damage right now. But then if it moves, I won't take it the next turn.
I forget how much it does.
44.
44.
The reason why I know that doesn't make any sense. So don't worry about it. I thought it was the coolest spell in the world until I learned how it actually works, and it's great for blocking doorways. That's about it now.
And killing ships.
Yes. Would you like to roll the arch force?
No, I'm good.
Huh? I like my caltrops. 9 points.
Yeah. It hurts. Death by 1,000 cuts.
Mm-hmm.
So are they actual daggers, or are they actually thorn balls?
They're probably thorn
balls floating in the water now.
Or it's an underwater stab. Coral bits.
Yeah, that would work too.
Because they're kind of planty. I call corals plant.
They're actually
so animal. He has a 10-foot reach.
Are they animal?
I believe so.
Yes, they're animals. Coral is not a plant. It's an animal.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Like the Great Barrier Reef is a fucking animal.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd buy that because it's like a rock.
No. It has an excretion. Think about it like a muscle.
Oh, okay. Okay.
There are filter feeders like clams and mussels and things like that. So it creates the thing coral around it.
You know, during COVID, the Great Barrier Reef like fixed itself almost entirely.
Yeah, because it didn't have as many visitors.
Yep.
Like No, seriously. Because
people weren't touching them.
It was like 50 years worth of repair in a year. It was huge.
Unlike plants, corals do not make their own food. Corals are, in fact, animals. They branch and found them.
Yeah. You're good.
No, I knew that. Yeah.
So not coral bits. Spiky kelp.
Yeah. Is the 5 foot step a thing in your game?
No.
Okay.
You can take the disengage action.
No, then I can't attack.
You can action surge and disengage.
Do they have action surge? I may have given that to them. I don't think they do.
I don't think
they
so.
They got second wind, but don't have action surge.
Yeah, actually, you don't even have action surge on here.
No, Bob. I thought they had the like
barbarian or fighter. So
they have a bonus action to heal themselves. It's a lot, but it heals for more than a regular action surge. More than
whatever.
A second wind. He can heal himself with that, though.
Yeah, I'll probably do that. He's going to take a stab first.
Yeah, roll it.
No, he's not.
How bad is it?
I rolled a two.
Yeah, I ain't going to do it. He's good. He's not that good.
Yeah. And then heal himself.
D10 plus level, or your level, so.
Well, it's better. It's a four now. After it's been in the chair.
It was trained a little bit, so.
All right. So heal 8 for points.
Beats the pants off and not having 8.
Yes.
Hit points.
All right, and then I think that's going to be it.
Next. I think it's Athena.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, so you are only 30 feet. You're 30 foot away, so you can just walk up now.
And just take pot shots from above.
Yeah.
Do it again. 5.
Did you Hunter's Mark it?
No, she's still concentrating on the fear foe. Still D4 damage.
Yeah, it's just you. Yeah.
6 plus 9.
Hits. They have 15 AC. Both of them do.
One of them do. No.
I'll both type.
3 and then the D4. That's a 2. So 5 plus 5 for 10. How'd I do?
Dead.
Yay!
It had 9 HP left.
I did it.
So Andrew would have done it no matter what if he hit, he would have died. No matter what happens.
I go before Andrew though.
When he attacked just a second ago. If he hadn't rolled a 2.
Okay.
And the pool slowly drains, and then the ground shifts to become flat. The bodies disappear. They sink into the ground. Though they do leave behind a single one of the horns.
I will identify it eventually.
Yeah. It is a dagger that does an extra D6 of cold.
Oh.
So it's a D4 and a D6 dagger.
Correct.
Cool. You want to write that down, Mark?
Mm-hmm.
And once a day, it can do one of their, like, bolty shots, which would do 2d8. Cold. Actually, let's say 2d4, because that makes more sense for a dagger.
So
d4 and a d4 of cold.
Oh, okay.
But it is 2d8 for the bolt, plus your modifier. And it's...
Does it take attunement?
No.
Cool.
But it only has one charge per day. It's not a bad backup weapon.
Daggers can be both strength and dex.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Matt already has a pair of daggers.
Well, I have my claws. I have claws.
Right. We flavor them to claws.
Yeah.
Yeah. Much cooler that way.
Mm-hmm. Could someone put that into the claws?
Ostensibly, maybe. With help, yeah.
That's something we can work on eventually. I don't want to be the one to be like, I wanted that for sense for me. So unless someone else wants it, but that's just a thought.
It could potentially be added to any spark arms.
Mm-hmm.
They're adaptive with help.
Yep.
All right. And then you guys hear the telltale like ting to ting noise of the end of the challenge. Mm-hmm. And right in the center where the pool was, there is a little platform arises with the box.
So, plan is to infuse it with one of our melee weapons.
Or the bow. I mean, it could be. It'll be going to your spark arms. It'll go into one of your spark arms. It might have an effect that's weird for any of you.
If we fuse it with art, I think it would be given to his siblings to just add a d4 to all their attacks.
Maybe.
And then art can always do the 2d8 attack.
I can see that.
Potentially.
For Natalie, if we... Is it per... Does it affect both shapes or just the one shape?
It would affect everything.
Okay.
Like the item as a whole. But also, it's not an easy thing to do. Mm-hmm. So, it would take time and...
Yep. Well, since both of my puzzles have finished up...
Yeah.
I have time to work on it now.
Potentially, yeah. All right.
We have a chest.
Yeah, so you've got a very similar box.
I check for traps.
Roll investigation. Yes, you can guidance yourself.
Or can Natalie guidance me?
True. Natalie, you can guidance him.
Guidanced.
So I'm not just overusing my own.
And what is and what does your guidance look like? Or what does it sound like? Or are you just letting like an animal spirit like guide his way?
You're trying to open something? Mm-hmm. I feel like...
I'm looking for traps.
I'm looking for traps. What's an animal that usually looks for traps? A raccoon.
Or an owl.
I think a spirit of a raccoon pops up and then sits on your shoulder and whispers, "You can do it."
You're going to have to roll very good in order for me not to die.
Got it. Plus what?
You roll D4. D4.
No, no. It's a D4.
Oh, thank God.
You couldn't have rolled worse than he did.
That's a four.
That was a one.
That's a one?
It's a one, right?
That is a one, yeah.
10 total.
Yeah, you're going to set it off. Everybody make a dex save.
I'm sorry.
I am treating that die.
Would you like to borrow the dunce chair for that for it?
I've had enough bad dice. I don't think I have enough of a chair big enough for all of them.
That one.
So 21 total.
Yeah, okay, it'll make it hurt.
I rolled a 10.
What did your...
Or a
what
6 did, plus 4.
What did your brother roll? 10.
Oh. He may have made it.
I don't think they have anything in Dex.
Nope. So, he probably doesn't make it.
15 is the DC.
Yeah.
What
did
your Dex have?
11.
11 plus 7 for 18. You make it.
This is a fireball. Well, not a it's a smaller fireball. Only 66. I didn't roll above a 3. Dice, we talked about this. 14 if you failed. 7 if you made it. I rolled atrociously.
You rolled my total hit points. If I didn't save, I'd be down. Except for I do have absorb elements.
Yeah. That was a fucking terrible thing. It doesn't open, by the way. And you know for a fact that it just reset.
So I have to check for traps again?
Oh, you know it's there. Yeah, but you have to figure out what the trigger is. So yeah, roll investigation.
More investigation.
You still have you have a guidance. I assume she'll give it to you again.
I do it again. And this time they say, "Don't fuck it up this time."
Seems about right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the raccoon distracted me.
That's my... Well, now it's an owl, so...
Yeah, that masked bandit.
Sure. Sucks to suck.
That's a plus... I got a plus 3.
22 total?
Yeah, you find the trap. No problem. Roll the disarm.
Who would have known you did better?
To disarm.
Thief's tools.
Yep. I have it too, but I think Natalie is better at
Natalie's traps. Definitely better at that.
What am I
so
rolling?
This time I inspire you.
What am I doing?
Thieves' tools. It's at the bottom of your list.
I do not have these tools on here, but I have stealth. It ain't on there.
Oh, yes, you did. Look lower.
18 plus 9.
Plus one more.
So 19 plus 9, 28. Yeah, you disarmed the fireball.
I did it.
Now do I unlock it?
It's not locked.
We open it.
No, I'm sorry. It is locked, but it's the same lock as last time, so you just undo it.
Yep.
And there's no more trap. No, fuck it. Roll. No, it's still locked. That makes sense. Just roll another. Roll the same thing.
Another 18.
Yeah, you cracked the shit out of that lock. I'm going to give you guys an opportunity here. Here's two options. One, I could go into the DM's guide and roll a horde. Oh, go Donjon, roll a horde. Or I'll give you each an item.
I'd rather you give than the random horde. Unless, are we talking like high on the horde, which I completely doubt.
I would roll for a horde.
Yeah, I'd rather the item.
An item.
That's fine.
Okay. You're going to find a scroll. It is a... It's an arcane spell. And it will be... Let's roll a d4 to see what level it is. Why don't you guys roll a d4? For giggles.
Two.
It's a level 2 scroll.
With the spell already on it?
Yeah. Oh, what's a fun level? It's web.
Okay.
Which means it's castable by everybody here. Because it's a spell that's on all your lists. I think it's on Ranger's list. I'm almost sure. Web? I feel like Web would be on a Ranger list, right? Maybe not.
Maybe not.
No, it's, I know it's on the Sorcerers. All right. There's also a... I want something fun, but not super useful. Oh, there's a ring.
Identify.
It's a ring of Featherfall.
And you are correct. Rangers do not get Web. Sorcerers, Wizards, Artificers, and Circle Land... Underdark.
Got it. And then the third thing would be an orb.
And Identify still running?
You cast it again. But it is a docent. I'm sorry. It's a professor orb. It's four very narrow things it knows about are ocean currents, sea monsters, tree cultivation.
I'm sorry, what?
Like an arborist, like something like how to grow trees.
The Lorax.
Yeah, Lorax knowledge. And what's something else that's suitably narrow? I'll crowdsource the last one. Natalie, what's the last one? Natalie, what's the last piece of like random bullshit it knows? It's ancient, so don't think anything new.
Okay.
And you know what this place is, so take that into mind. Don't say it out loud.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so think about that. That's who's it's from.
I wanted to say something dumb like how to make medicine from herbs.
That's actually broader than you think it is.
Like how to cook.
Hold on.
How to cook soup.
Either soup or hangover cures.
Hangover.
Which do you like better, Natalie? You're picking.
I think we have decided hangover.
No, Natalie specific.
No, hangover.
Fuck it, it gets an extra one. I'll get the soup as well because it's interesting. So it's like a Professor Orb plus. Yeah, how to make soups, really good soups, and it essentially activates when you throw it up in the air, and it lasts as long as you want it to. Then you turn it off by putting your hand on, like, grabbing it.
Do you just gain the knowledge, or does it tell you?
It's a teacher. Oh. And it has very limited sentience. It's not. Sentient. It specifically is like, hey, I want to know about this, and it'll teach you what you need to know about that. But it is plus
nine
to those roles specifically on those things. So it could be super fucking useful or absolutely useless. If you want to write that down, it is plus nine to those things. That's just like that's just what the professor Orba gets. Jiminy freaking Christmas. I feel like I'm going to give those out because they're fun. Like, that would be a bonus in most of these, like, little challenges that you just get, like, random bullshit knowledge from the past. But guess what? Ocean currents don't change. Or they do, but it would know that. Sea monsters are relevant again. That might be super useful. Mm-hmm. Soup. We understand soup. But it knows soup, too. All right. And the final thing is, you hear, as soon as you guys finish, when you close the box, the lid glows, and who remembers the name of the consortium? Whoever gets it gets an inspiration.
Galvanic?
Nope. Because if I have to be the one to come up with it, no one gets it.
I have it.
I know you do. He's like, son of a bitch, I'm going to have this shit.
Rako something?
Dravara Consortium.
It says, "Hello." Well, it says, "Congratulations on completing the second stage of the Dravara Consortium training course." Wait, the second section of the Dravara Consortium training course. This is after you've already converted it from, to English.
Mm-hmm.
It says, "Dravara Consortium graduates are expected to be experts in all forms of combat, but they're also expected to be scholars. For your next challenge, you'll need to locate the entrance and then solve a puzzle. Congratulations, and good luck.
All right. Be ready to head on out, I guess.
And as you guys exit, the three little orbs that were floating around you blur, and from behind you, Bridget snatches them out of the air, and she says, "Okay, we're gonna go be reviewing these guys. Let's go to the holo chamber." And with that, it's time to end. Good night, everybody.
Okay. Good night.